Hi, everyone, and welcome to Futures in Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF's Modern Languages and Literatures Department alumni. I'm Christina Torres, and I'll be hosting this episode. Today, we'll be talking with Abby Reynolds, who graduated from a major in political science with a minor in philosophy and also spent some time in our French studies program here. She graduated in the summer of 2022. Thank you so much for joining us today, Abby.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We're so excited to hear your stories and jump right into what about language learning was exciting for you. Can we start with our first question, which is, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so as you said, I'm a political science major. I just graduated from UCF this summer, and I'm actually starting a master's program in African studies. And to do my research, it's very necessary to have knowledge of regional languages and also a lot of the primary languages that are used in a lot of African countries. So I was really excited to get more involved with language study during my time at UCF to help with my graduate studies later on.
Wonderful. That's wonderful, the motivation behind your studies. So if you could just share, like, maybe where are you from and how did you find us here at UCF?
So I'm actually from Fort Myers, Florida, which is about 4 hours from Orlando. And I just loved the atmosphere at UCF. And when I was thinking about my studies and thinking about how I could make myself a more well-rounded student, obviously language study really came into play just to kind of better myself as an academic and intellectual and just be able to communicate with more people. So that's kind of how I got involved with language study at UCF.
Wonderful. I like that you're talking about being well-rounded. And I know that you said that your major was political science and you also had your minor in philosophy, but you saw that connection to language and you saw that it was important to you. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about that as we continue our podcast episode. So what interested you in political science?
I actually grew up in a very interesting background. My family had very different political beliefs than the people I interacted with at school. And I just kind of wanted to kind of understand more about what politics entails. Like, what does it mean? How do people develop these beliefs and how do they kind of hold on to them? Mm. And then I got more interested actually in international relations as I continued taking courses at UCF. And I studied abroad in South Africa my freshman year, which got me interested in African affairs. And I got to speak some Zulu while I was there, which was really cool and got me interested in thinking about African languages and the importance of being able to communicate with people when you're going abroad, living abroad, just kind of on their own terms instead of expecting them to talk to you in English, which is a very American thing. And so these things really got me thinking about how I can kind of better my studies, I guess, and kind of be thinking about these things and take a more interdisciplinary approach to learning and engaging with people.
Mm-hmm. I like that you pulled from your personal interest and then went the route of just becoming more well-rounded. You said that, and that stuck with me, the importance of being well-rounded as you continue to pursue your academic interests. So folks listening, you heard it here. Abby said it. So you mentioned studying abroad in Africa. Where in Africa was it again?
So I actually had the opportunity to study abroad in two countries and on the continent while I was at UCF. So I studied abroad in South Africa my freshman year. I was there for a month through a program with the Honors College. I believe it's now with the Lead Scholars Program.
Okay.
But it was absolutely foundational for me in kind of realizing and challenging these preconceptions that I had about the African continent that I think a lot of Westerners kind of have these preconceived notions, and challenging those and understanding how much I didn't know, which is really kind of what drew me to African studies, because I was like, there's a reason I don't know about this because I wasn't taught it before. Mm. Why is that? And so all of these questions kind of drew me into the field of African studies. And then this past spring, I was able to study abroad in Kenya, actually for a language study program. Mm. And I did 4 months studying Swahili in Nairobi, which was absolutely amazing. And I loved it. And I loved being able to speak Swahili every day. It was wonderful.
It's wonderful. And how, in your words, would your Swahili study impact what you were able to do during your study abroad there?
I felt comfortable going to all different kinds of events. I went to a poetry reading, which was a mix of languages. They had English, Swahili, and a lot of the native languages, ethnic languages of the region, which was really cool. And it was actually when I had first gotten there. So I was very much still early on, I guess, in my Swahili studies. But then later on, I went to a choir event. I went to see a play by Nguyễn Thiong'o, and it was at the National Theater, which was really fascinating politically also. But linguistically, too, it was in English, but they mixed in a lot of Swahili. And compared to the poetry reading I went to at the beginning, and the play that I went to at the end, I could understand almost everything that they were saying and the context in which they were trying to communicate the message. And it was just very cool to kind of see how I was able to grow and like just how much Swahili I was able to learn in such a short time by being immersed in the language and the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. It sounds like you had your turning point where you realized, wait a second, I can speak this and I do understand this, and now I can participate more fully in those activities that I want to participate in, which is what we tell our students too. There's a turning point. If we work hard and we spend time in it and we really dedicate to it, where, you know, you can see the fruits of that as well.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so fun. I think you can just talk to some random person that you've never met before, and they may not even speak English, but you have this commonality. I know at the language school I studied at in Nairobi, there was a woman who was studying Swahili, but she was from South Korea, and she didn't speak English, but we could communicate in Swahili. And I just thought it was just so interesting also, like the use of second languages and being able to communicate in that way, which was just really fascinating. Absolutely.
We talk a lot about how language really is connection. It's the ability to enter different speech communities and participate in those. And what a wonderful example of that, and being able to speak to another student who did not have English, but you had your shared Swahili there. And how fortunate you were able to go to South Africa your freshman year.
Yes. it was definitely foundational and directed and shaped the rest of my academic path greatly, obviously, because I'm now studying African studies, which is not something that I would have previously imagined for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you started to answer this question already, but could you tell us a bit of what you've been up to since graduation?
Yes. So I just started my master's program in African studies at Yale. It's been great so far. The atmosphere here is very cool, and the program has a huge emphasis actually on learning languages. We actually have a language requirement to learn an African language, which is really, really a unique opportunity because they offer, I think, 4 African languages here, which is unheard of, basically. So I was really excited to get to continue my study of Swahili. I've also actually been using my French a little bit because some of the courses I'm taking have some French readings, which is really interesting. I'm still a very elementary French speaker, but it's cool to be able to look at it and, oh, I kind of know what's going on here. And I have that background knowledge that's been able to kind of help me at least get through the readings and ask more questions. So it's been really, really amazing.
And that's really great. I talk sometimes with students about how it's so important to find the next good question. And what you're telling me here is that, you know, your French skills have helped you to find the next questions that you want to ask in those readings here, even though, you know, it's not necessarily a French master's, but French is still important.
Yes. Okay. So it's definitely, it's really been helpful. There are a couple of courses here that are like French reading proficiency required. So like having that background, I may be a little rusty, but I have that background to rely on, and I have all my notes and my textbooks and all of these things that were really useful and like kind of forming the foundation of my French that I can keep building on it even after I've left UCF.
So you are already touching on this too, but how did the French classes and that formation prepare you for the next step in your life now?
Yes, yeah, so French has been way more useful than I originally thought it would be, actually, which sounds really strange, but I took it kind of just, I was like, I have room in my schedule and this would be really interesting, kind of give me a new perspective on what I'm interested in studying. And I've used it for my master's program already. I also traveled to Kigali in Rwanda over the summer, and I was thinking, oh, well, I'll probably be able to use my Swahili and it'll be fine. But actually, they spoke more French than they spoke Swahili, so I was still able to communicate, which was really cool. I was like, if I hadn't studied French, then I wouldn't have been able to kind of have as great as an experience that I did while I was in Rwanda. So I think kind of thinking, for me, it was thinking outside of like French. Oh, French means France. French does not just mean France. It means like all of these other things, has all of these other contexts and all of these other cultural histories. And having that foundation has just been really helpful for me, even if it's just, I only got through, I think, like elementary French 1 and 2. So my French is still, I still need to work on it. But I think having that foundation has been really, really helpful for me and continuing my study.
Well, Abby, thank you for encouraging our listeners who might think, well, I only have time for French 1 and 2, or I only have time for level 1 and 2. And you're saying that even level 1 and 2 has been helpful to you in your studies and your travel. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Going back here to our next question, what advice would you offer someone who is interested in studying French or really any other language that you have studied?
I think at first I was nervous to study a new language. I was like, I don't like making mistakes and messing up. And it's so easy to do that when you're learning a new language. I remember my first Swahili email I sent to my Swahili instructor. I told her to have, I used the word mapasuko, which I thought it meant break. Like, oh, have a nice break. I'll see you tomorrow. And it actually means explosion. So I was like, you know, you just have to be okay with, you're going to mess up, you're going to make mistakes, and it's going to be okay because you're going to learn from these things and you're going to laugh about them because I still think about that when I look at these words today. So I think like not being intimidated by the fact that it's just this whole like vast unknown, and instead kind of looking at it as an opportunity to be able to, as you said, connect with a whole group of people that you would never be able to connect with, maybe on the same level if you didn't learn that language. Something else that really made me nervous was speaking. I like learning to like read in another language. I think, oh, that's great, I can understand what this is saying. But as soon as I go to speak, I get really nervous. I'm like, oh, I don't want to mess up. But I think if I could give one piece of advice, just speak and mess up and speak some more. Cause that's the only way you're going to be able to communicate with other people while you're traveling, or if you just run into someone, and or if you're doing research, or if you're, it's just so useful in pretty much like any area that you could think of, really. So yeah, I would just speak as much as you can.
I hear you're saying just go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Try, do it, study more.
Why not?
Why not?
The worst that can happen is you learn a little bit and you go to France, you can just say, you know how to say hello, you know how to ask people how they are, you know how to ask for directions. Like, there's really no harm that really comes from trying to learn something new.
Awesome. Thank you, Abby. Do you have any memorable stories from your time in our department in modern languages as you were studying French here with us?
Yes. So I actually took my second French class online, and I took it while I was in Nairobi. And I remember emailing Professor Giltner. I had at the time, I emailed her, just so you know, if I'm doing my oral and I accidentally mix in some Swahili, I'm really sorry because my brain is just not sure what language I'm supposed to be thinking in right now. So I have a lot of really fun memories of being in Nairobi and doing my French homework and kind of being able to learn in a different setting. And it was just really cool. Yeah, it was really, really awesome.
To balance those. Well, and how nice that you were able to take that online. Well, you were also overseas studying an additional language.
So it was very convenient, actually. So it allowed me to continue studying French without having to be in the classroom, which I was really grateful for.
So. Great. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. And all the best in your year studies here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout out to Davideo Guy for our intro and outro music downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Christina Torres, and our featured guest today was Abby Reynolds. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from modern languages. For more information about French and other language programs in the Modern Languages Department, please visit our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu.